Afghans have slammed the US military after a video surfaces of Marines urinating on Afghan corpses. Some Afghans have urged the prosecution of the perpetrators. Others are demanding the withdrawal of all US troops from the country. The video shows the soldiers making lewd jokes while urinating on the corpses. Iran has called on the UN Secretary General and the Security Council to condemn the latest assassination of an Iranian nuclear scientist. Mostafa Ahmadi-Roshan was killed in a blast in northern Tehran on Wednesday. Iran's ambassador to the UN says Tehran has firm evidence that foreign elements were behind his assassination. Russia has warned European nations against joining the latest US sanctions on Iran's oil exports. The Secretary of Russia's National Security Council says Europeans would suffer most if the EU follows the US move. The official says sanctioning Iran's oil would only worsen the already troubled economic situation in the Eurozone. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki insists the country's fugitive vice president must stand trial in Baghdad. He says transferring Tariq al-Hashimi's case to Kirkuk is a serious threat to the independence of the Iraqi judicial system. Hashimi is accused of running terror squads. Human Rights Watch says Kenyan security forces are guilty of rights abuses against Somali refugees in the northeast of the country. The rights group says Kenyan forces are responsible for rape, beatings, looting and arbitrary arrests of civilians. The violations are said to be largely targeting Somali refugees and Kenyan ethnic Somalis. The Australian military has been hit by more sex scandals. The allegations include rape, assault, drug dealing and even child pornography within its ranks. Documents show more than 100 incidents were reported last year alone. Allegations of misconduct on four warships are already being investigated. The Royal Bank of Scotland is to cut 3,500 investment banking jobs over the next 3 years. The bank says it will also implement significant reductions on its balance sheet, funding requirements and costs. The state-rescued RBS has slashed around 34,000 jobs since October 2008. And the Lebanese army has detained a man suspected of spying for Israel. The alleged spy is a retired employee of the state telecommunications company. The man, identified as Elias Yunis, has reportedly been cooperating with Israel since 1977. He relayed information to Israel regarding marine security.